looking out there?
Well, if you've got to get anywhere, I hope you have lots of time. Uh-oh. All northbound lanes at the Taylor Interchange are backed up. Westbound lanes off-ramp near the Martin Building remains closed, causing major headaches.
Not good.
But I do have good news.
You're the best, baby.
What's that, Kelly?
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. An election lawsuit in Washington State. Democrats are suing Seattle area election officials over a ballot dispute that could mean defeat for their candidate for governor. The state still has not finished counting ballots from last week's election. Republican Dino Rossi leads Democrat Christine Gregoire by about 3,600 votes out of over 2.7 million counted. The closest gubernatorial election in the state's history could drag into next week. The lawsuit would block King County officials from tossing out about 900 provisional ballots. The state Democratic Party chairman says the suit has one objective: count every vote. Counties estimate they have about 85,000 ballots left to count. Most are provisional ballots. Democrats are demanding the county give the party and voters a chance to fix technical problems like missing signatures on provisional ballots. Spending more capital, George W. Bush says he sees a great chance for creating a Palestinian state in the aftermath of Yasser Arafat's death. At a news conference with Britain's Tony Blair, Bush said he intends to, quote, spend the capital of the United States during his second term to make it happen. However, Bush did not name a new Mideast envoy and reserved judgment on Blair's call for an international conference. Plus, both men said their efforts would depend on new Palestinian elections, producing a leadership committed to ending terror and making peace. Bush also used the news conference to claim substantial progress in stabilizing Iraq despite tough fighting in Fallujah and elsewhere, but he warned violence could increase as planned elections in January get closer. Bush also announced plans for a trip to Europe soon after his inauguration. Palestinian legislator Hanan Ashrawi says Arafat would have wanted to see the kind of emotional outpouring that accompanied the arrival of his coffin and his burial in Ramallah today. A huge crowd of Palestinians surged around the helicopter that brought Arafat's remains to his compound after the official funeral in Egypt. Nearly two dozen Americans have died in the fight to clear Fallujah. Lieutenant General Thomas Sattler, commanding general of the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force, says the U.S. has lost 22 soldiers. He told reporters in a briefing about 170 U.S. troops have been wounded. A tape supposedly featuring the voice of terror suspect Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is telling insurgents in Fallujah victory is near if they hang on. That tape posted on a website that features Muslim rhetoric. Its authenticity has not been confirmed. The speaker on the tape tells rebel fighters if they have 1 hour's patience, then they'll see the results. Followers of Zarqawi have beheaded at least six hostages. California, Scott Peterson, convicted of murdering his wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. He could get the death penalty. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Housewife, talk show host, investigative journalist, advisor to the British royal family, celebrity guru, and board-certified kangaroo wrangler, Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, possums. This is Dame Edna, and I'm back with a vengeance, where I belong on beautiful old Broadway. Just picture it, you, me, and 1,000 total strangers filling the enchanting little music box theater with caring, sharing, love, and laughter in a veritable orgy of family fun. Don't miss dismiss this strictly limited engagement of my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, back with a vengeance. Don't delay, possums. Call telecharge.com 212-239-6200 for tickets today.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week, my guest is my old buddy Rodney Crowell on The Revolution Starts Now. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. How are you doing this Friday evening, huh? You doing okay? I am exhausted. Kid didn't sleep last night. Not a bit. Ready to collapse. Running on nothing but caffeine. Thank God it's Friday. The phone number here, oh, Jesus, we're going to need it tonight. Going to need your phone calls tonight, 866-303-2270, okay? 866-303-2270. I have a couple items here I'd like to get to as quickly as I can. If you hear a snoring sound, it's just simply me. Oh, don't forget, next Thursday night, November the 18th, we are going to be looking for callers between the ages of 13 and 17, inclusive. That's all we want for the first hour. We'll see how it goes. We want to hear from kids, from teenagers, your take on just damn near everything, anything, all of it. What's going on in your world? If you're a teenager, call us, okay? Next Thursday night. I mean, you're welcome to call anytime, but next Thursday night, it's going to be strictly kids, if you don't mind me calling you kids. Well, what the hell, you are kids. 13 through 17. Next Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, as soon as the program starts, boom, nothing but teenagers, all right? Also, blackboxvoting.org. Keep the candle lit, folks. I'm just feeling all kinds of people going, trying to blow it out, you know? Keep it going. Please keep it going. And, of course, helpamericarecount.org. Helpamericarecount.org. I don't know. It's just been a tiring week, hasn't it? Don't you feel the same way? Sure you do. Don't you just feel like, ugh. And for a lot of us, tomorrow just means go to the second job. H.L. Mencken said this, and thanks to Jeff for sending it in. Mencken said, as democracy is perfected, the office of president represents more and more closely the inner soul of the people. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron. Mencken, was there anything Mencken liked? I don't think there's anything. Cigars, maybe. Nothing. The guy didn't like anything. It's my kind of man. A letter from Dr. Bob Jones III. Yes, that Bob Jones, Bob Jones University. You remember when Bush looked like he was going to lose in the primaries in 2000? John McCain was whipping his ass all over the East. Bush went to Bob Jones University, that bastion of really, really ugly, ugly religiosity disguised as Christianity. These people are real bad. But that's where Bush went to establish his bona fides with the other mouth breathers around the country who believe in a psychopathic Jesus Christ, someone who likes to rip the nails out of his hands, out of his feet, come down off the cross and kill people. Bush went to Bob Jones University and gave his smarmy little coded speech. And the Christian fundies around the country, yeah, that's the one we want. We don't want that McCain. He's got a nigra baby. Did you know that? And his wife's a junkie. Bob Jones University. Dr. Bob Jones III sent a letter to Bush. This week, or was it last week, or... Anyway, it's on their website. You can go check it out, bobjonesuniversity.satan or whatever. Dear Mr. President, the media tells us that you have received the largest number of popular votes of any president in America's history. Congratulations. In your re-election, God has graciously granted America, though she doesn't deserve it, a reprieve from the agenda of paganism. You have been given a mandate. We, the people, expect your voice to be like the clear and certain sound of a trumpet. Because you seek the Lord daily, we who know the Lord will follow that kind of voice eagerly. Don't equivocate. Put your agenda on the front burner and let it boil. You owe the liberals nothing. They despise you, and because they despise your Christ... Honor the Lord, and he will honor you. It is easy to rejoice today because Christ has allowed you to be his servant in this nation for another presidential term. Undoubtedly, you will have opportunity to appoint many conservative judges and exercise forceful leadership with the Congress in passing legislation that is defined by biblical norm regarding the family, sexuality, sanctity of life, religious freedom, freedom of speech, and limited government. You have 4 years, a brief time only, to leave an imprint for righteousness upon this nation and bring with it the blessings of Almighty God. Christ said, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. The student body, faculty, and staff at Bob Jones University commit ourselves to pray for you, that you would do right and honor the Savior. Pull out all the stops and make a difference. If you have weaklings around you who do not share your biblical values, shed yourself of them. Conservative Americans would love to see one president who doesn't care whether he is liked, but cares infinitely that he does right. You have 4 years, a brief time only. Let it boil. You owe the liberals nothing. We,
the people expect your voice to be, like the clear and certain sound of a trumpet, amen. Yes, because the demons are going to erupt from hell, and all the spider snakes and scorpions will be about the land. Yes, and you have to step forward, Georgia, yes, with the sword, amen, yes. And you need to slay the demon, yes, and kill the liberals, and the queers, and the Catholics, and the Methodists, and the talk show hosts, and, oh, I gotta go get a drink of water here.
Man, my apologies to Carl Orff. Lord, see what happens when I don't sleep? Can you believe that letter? I got an email from April. Mike, I'm so scared. These evangelicals are so emboldened and rude, they're just going to bully everyone until they get their sick way. I just heard on Lou Dobbs that they're going to hold a prayer meeting on the steps of the Capitol for Arlen Specter because he won't endorse a Supreme Court nominee who would overturn Roe v. Wade. We are in such deep caca. Please, tell us what to do. April, if I knew what to do, I don't know what to do. Get right with God, I guess. No, get saved, girl. We're all going to hell. Where do we live? What has happened? I mean, did I go to sleep? Did you go to sleep? Last thing I remember, I was kind of pissed off because Bill Clinton was using NATO to bomb Serbia. Hello? What happened? What happened? And unemployment was going down to 3%, and the national money thing was in the black, and troops were home, and I don't know what happened. What happened? And my friends that dabble in stocks are going, damn, Malloy, you should have done this. This is great. You know, and all this, I don't know. I could go get a milkshake and sit down and watch the leaves turn red, you know. And what happened? I go to sleep in a fairly normal society, and I wake up with demons and snakes and spiders and scorpions and hellfire belching out of the earth. Then I wonder, what happened? And death and destruction and lies. Oh, Lord. Quick break. We'll be right back. Did you hear about the 11-year-old girl who was suspended from West Covina High School in California for doing cartwheels at school?
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, Smoke RX is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, Smoke RX starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that Smoke RX will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
So Bob Jones has sent a letter of congratulations to Bush and more or less told him what to do. Meanwhile, out in West Covina, California, West Covina, right? Not West Covina. 11-year-old girl out there was suspended from her school for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime. That's according to Channel 6 News out there. Deirdre Fegra, who is a student of the month. Student of the month at San Jose Edison Academy in West Covina was dismissed from the school after school authorities warned her for the last time to stop doing gymnastic stunts during lunchtime. Deirdre's parents are giving the school's actions a failing grade. The family says they'll continue to stand by their daughter. The father says, I don't think they care about the children at all. What sort of parent or administrator would ever enforce a rule that would proscribe a child from using her arms and her legs? Yeah, the parents said they will homeschool Deirdre until they find a more reasonable school. calls to school administrators went unanswered. Okay, that's an 11-year-old girl in West Covina, California. Let's go to a 5-year-old girl in Fallujah, Iraq. Well, she's in Britain now. According to BBC News, a 5-year-old Iraqi girl has arrived in Britain having been orphaned when a U.S. missile destroyed her family's home in Fallujah. Aisha Salim was brought 6 days ago to Britain by her uncle Muhammad, who decided to leave after the attack. The U.S. military says it used precision strikes to take out insurgents loyal to Abu Musab al-Sakawi. The attack happened before the U.S. military stepped up its offensive on the city last week. Muhammad said he was dazed when he first heard of the bombing. He asked, why would anybody demolish the house of an innocent family? He said that Aisha has yet to ask about her mother, her uncle, and her grandparents, all dead. But, quote, she knows something has happened, end quote, said the uncle. When he went to his sister's house, he said the experience was traumatic. I found my sister dead, he says, with her unborn baby and a 3-year-old son. I started wrapping her in blankets, but I collapsed. When I woke up, I can't describe the feelings. I've never seen such a crime in my life. I don't think I'll see such a crime in the future. My sister, dead. Her unborn baby, dead. Her 3-year-old son, dead. Her uncle, dead. Grandparents, dead. He left Fallujah shortly after and said he cannot understand why others have stayed. He says, when I left Fallujah, I noticed many families still there. This was right before the Americans attacked. I noticed kids playing in the streets, so I stopped. I asked, why don't you leave? Don't you know the Americans are coming? The guy told me, we'll never leave Fallujah. Mohammed is highly critical of the American military. He says, I think this is mass destruction, mass punishment for everyone in there. I think it's a crime against humanity. Today, Friday, the fifth day of the assault, U.S. commanders said they were trying to trap insurgents in Fallujah against the river Euphrates in the southern part of the city. A BBC correspondent in the city center, embedded with U.S. forces and subject to reporting restrictions, says the plight of those trapped by the fighting can only be guessed at. U.S. forces estimate they have killed about 600 insurgents since the assault began on Monday. They say 22 Americans have been killed and 200 wounded in the battle involving 10,000 U.S. forces. Concerns are growing about the humanitarian situation in and around Fallujah. Red Crescent spokeswoman Firdous al-Ubadi said Fallujah was a disaster, with doctors unable to reach most Iraqi casualties and medical equipment virtually non-existent. Residents trapped in the battered city said they could smell the stench of decomposing bodies, like Aisha's mother and 3-year-old brother and uncle and grandparents. Aisha doesn't realize it yet. She's in Britain with her living uncle, Mohammed. She thinks she's on holiday. Today, the American Family Association filed a complaint against ABC for airing the movie last night. You know which movie, Saving Private Ryan. They filed an indecency complaint against ABC for the use of the F word and the S word. The letter says, last night, the ABC network broadcast Saving Private Ryan, We believe Saving Private Ryan accurately depicted what happens during fierce battles between two armies, blah, 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 blah. But ABC crossed the line by airing at least 20 F words and 12 S words during primetime viewing hours. We realize it is important for families, especially our children, to recognize the sacrifices made by our loved ones during wartime. However, airing excessively profane language during primetime television hours is not necessary to convey that sacrifice. The technology exists for ABC to have edited the movie's language without affecting its impact on the audience. It is vital that we not let ABC violate the law for the sake of an emotionally charged movie. If your local ABC station broadcasts Saving Private Ryan, please file your complaint with the FCC. 5-year-old Aisha, whose mother and brother and grandparents and uncle and unborn little brother are all dead, thinks she's in Britain on holiday.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
How do you help keep healthcare affordable? By teaming up with physicians and their patients to find new ways to care for chronic conditions like diabetes and asthma. That's what many local Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies are doing to reduce medical complications and unnecessary costs. Harvard Medical School has recognized this as a promising way to improve quality and control the rising cost of healthcare. Learn more at bcbs.com. The Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association is an association of independent Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Laura Flanders.
What happened to the Ohio vote and what's being done to find out? The Columbus lawyer who's orchestrating a recount will give us the latest. Then a look at a few of the successes of November 2004. What worked to get progressives elected this year and what do they have ahead of them? We'll also have a report from Fallujah and a discussion with Michael Massing. All that and a satirical look at the news with Bob Mankoff, cartoon editor for The New Yorker magazine, and The Onion's Todd Hanson. That's this weekend on The Laura Flanders Show on Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
There's some really weird stuff going on, and I think we're all aware of it. It's starting kind of slowly, some of it below the radar because we have such a corrupt, filthy, whorish media in this country. But like the tanks in L.A. the other night, the use of taser weapons on 11-year-olds, suspending or throwing 12-year-olds out of school because they do cartwheels. It's really getting bad. Threatening Republican Senator Arlen Specter because of what he said the other day that Bush better watch out. I'm paraphrasing. Bush better watch out who he sends up to be who he nominates to be on the Supreme Court. Specter is in line to have the chairmanship of the Senate Judiciary Committee. The right wing right now, the Christian psychopaths, are applying pressure to other Christian psychopaths inside this government, saying, no, deny him his seat as chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And then there is this guy, Eugene Delgadio, a supervisor, a school board supervisor in Leesburg, Virginia. He believes that the guidance department at Sterling Middle School is advocating a political agenda. See, this is the new phrase that they use on you. If you ask for fairness or justice or truth, if you try to cut through the thick mantle of bloody, it's Christ's blood, but still bloody, BS that is saturating and laying over this country about waist deep. If you try to cut through that, if you try to bring just any kind of reason into the discussion, you're accused of running a political agenda, This is the oldest tactic in the world. Just before I spit in your eye, I say, why did you spit in my eye? These are evil people. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? These are evil people. What makes them evil cubed is the fact that they hide behind the bloody corpse of Christ. It's really disgusting. Never mind. Anyway, this guy, Eugene Delgadio, says that Sterling Middle School in Leesburg, Virginia, is advocating a political agenda because the school sent out a survey to parents on bullying. You know, they don't want their kids, the school administrators, this one school, they don't want their kids bullied. So they sent home a survey on bullying. And the survey, sit down, mentions sexual preference. I prefer to say sexual orientation. In a letter that this thug, this animal, Eugene Delgadio, wrote to a school board member and distributed to the media at the Joint School Board of Supervisors meeting last week, Delgadio wrote that the item, quote, talking about a student's sexual preference did not belong in the bullying survey because middle school children are, quote, too young to understand the concept under the guise of combating bullying, even though the survey was directed to their parents. Now, he calls it sexual preference. Anybody with the sense of a tadpole understands it's a sexual orientation. But this slime ball, this filthy school supervisor, Eugene Delgadio, you know, he's going to call it preference. Well, you know, these middle schoolers prefer. Oh, never mind. He goes on to say, 11 and 12-year-old children are too young to be introduced to the concept, and I don't consider simply talking about a child's perceived sexual orientation to be bullying, Delgadio said. Now, what he's saying here, if three or four of these little nasty rat-ass boys jump on a fifth boy because the other boy has what is perceived to be feminine characteristics. You remember, you were in middle school, right? They didn't call it middle school when you were there, but you remember. If one of these kids, or even if he doesn't have any of these characteristics, if he just all of a sudden is an outsider, what's the first thing these little demons will say? You little faggot! You little faggot! You're queer, you little faggot! And the kid who is the object of this kind of torment and torture, you know, what's he going to say? No, I'm not. So the school, Sterling Middle School, saying, look, we can't have this. And this Delgadio demon says, well, that's not bullying. That's not bullying. He went on to say the topic of bullying is first of all, political correctness. You see, what he wants is the little demons to be, you know, like little brown shirts, to run around, for Christ's sake, in middle school. And if they see a kid who, I don't know, whose mommy picks him up in a station wagon with a Kerry bumper sticker, oh, well, what are you? You like to kill babies, don't you? You little faggot! That's what this guy is advocating. And he's getting away with it. He's getting away with it. Nobody is rising up against this tidal wave of crap out there in the real world. I'm not talking about this world in here. No, 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 no. Not here in talk radio. This is not the real world. We don't exist in here. This is just jive turkey nonsense floating through the ether. But in the real world, where 11-year-olds can be suspended for doing cartwheels and middle schoolers can be encouraged to bully other kids if they happen to, I don't know, if they say, well, yeah, my parents are liberal. Oh, you like to kill babies! Well, listen, I don't want to fight. Oh, you little faggot! You see, this is acceptable and permissible. Not only that, it is encouraged. And if you resist, you have a political agenda. Boulder, Colorado. Parents and students there say they're outraged and offended by a proposed band name and song scheduled for a high school talent show in Boulder tonight. The members of the band call themselves the Coalition of the Willing. The students say they are going to perform Bob Dylan's song Masters of War during the Boulder High School talent show simply to express their views and show off their musical abilities. But Boulder, this is happening in Boulder. Is there a more liberal city on earth than Boulder? But wait a minute. Some students and adults and parents who heard the band rehearse called several radio stations yesterday morning saying that the band's song ended with the call for George W. Bush to die. That's what they said. Now, before you Secret Service bastards who monitor this program, call my network or call me. I'm quoting from an article. Threatening the president is a federal crime, so the Secret Service was called to the school to investigate. Are you listening to me, Truth Seeker? Students in the band say they're just singing the lyrics. They're not inciting anyone to do anything. The song ends with the lyrics. We recited the whole thing on this program. What? A couple of months ago? You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, even Jesus would never forgive what you do. And I hope that you die and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket in the pale afternoon. And I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed. And I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead. The students said they never threatened the president. A singer in the band said, it's just Bob Dylan's song. We're just singing Bob Dylan's song. If you think it has to do with Bush, that's because you're drawing your own conclusions. We never conveyed that Bush was the person we're talking about. We were singing a song! You see what's happening? You go to sleep, and Bill Clinton's president, and your friends are making a lot of money in the stock market, and you know, birds are singing, and you're thinking, damn, boy, they're not going to drill in Alaska, and the air is starting to clean up, and you go to sleep, and you wake up in hell. What happened? The school's principal in Boulder is standing behind the band. And despite the controversy, I told you, Boulder, you know, it's Boulder, very liberal. The Boulder School District said it will allow the students to perform Friday evening, tonight. But some parents out there, they got really pissed off at one point because the band had considered calling itself the Taliban. But the students decided against it after discussing everything with Jim Vaca, who is a teacher and student advisor. And Jim Vaca said, it might be offensive to certain people, so you better not. Now, Vaca is the same. We talked about him the other night. He's the same student advisor who praised a group of 70 students after they camped out overnight in the school library last week to protest the results of the presidential election. Remember we talked about that? Vaca said, Vaca has said, quote, in an age where narcissistic college students riot in an inarticulate drunken stupor, you have students here at Boulder High School, principled, thoughtful, and yet scared of four more years of preemptive war, scared of the Patriot Act, scared of an increase in militarism, scared of the No Child Left Behind Act. But some of the people in Boulder, these kids are being used to promote an extreme leftist point of view on the taxpayer's dime. And I'm sick of it. I want people dead. I want them killed. And not by God president. I want Arabs killed. I want liberals killed. I want Jews killed. I want Muslims killed. I want Democrats killed. I want, and this damned song by who? Bob Dylan. Wasn't he a Jew? That's where we are. You see? That's where we are. You go to sleep and you wake up and you're in hell.
Even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Buy Friends Season 8 now on DVD. In Season 8, 6 became 7.
I'm going to have a baby.
Each episode includes footage you've never seen before.
What do you do when the baby makes this sound?
Plus a hilarious gag reel and more.
Joey, what would you do if someone that you slept with told you that she was pregnant?
Who called you?
Continue your collection with this new edition, the 8th season of Friends. Buy it now on DVD. Seasons 1 through 7 also available.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
I'm Governor Howard Dean, doctor, author, and former presidential candidate. The past year's been pretty stressful and exhilarating. But lately I've found an inner peace, traveling all over the country to promote my new book, You Have the Power, and giving speeches on the campaign trail. Yahoo Locals helped me find all sorts of things, like bookstores in Iowa, and convention centers in Nebraska, and some very interesting diners in Illinois.
Introducing Yahoo Local. Yahoo Local lets you search for things you need and see the results on the same map at the same time.
Next week, I'm doing a book signing in Ohio. And then we're going to stroll through some museums in California. And then we're taking a breather in Washington, D.C.
Just go to yahoo.com and click on Local, and you can quickly and easily get the lay of the land.
I'm just trying to get people more excited about the democratic process.
New Yahoo Local. Life is all around you. Find it at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
My sentiments exactly.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8:30 before the hour, and from Bellingham, Washington, two members of Veterans for Peace. These are people who have been in war, who have been in uniform, who have served the country, and then worked for peace. Two members of Veterans for Peace got a standing ovation when they addressed a high school Veterans Day assembly, but their appearance prompted a letter of apology from the principal. Is it Sehome? S-E-H-O-M-E. Sehome? I'm not sure how to pronounce some of the Native American names in the state of Washington. I'll call it Sehome for the time being. Sehome High School officials received some complaints that yesterday's event was too one-sided, the principal said. He told the Bellingham Herald that staff members had said that graphic descriptions of war had upset a number of students. The principal wrote in a letter distributed to students, quote, I want to apologize for making any student or staff member uncomfortable because the presentation at Sehome's Veterans Day Assembly today was used to advance a particular political agenda, and I apologize. Our community speakers had agreed that this assembly would honor our veterans. We deeply regret that they did not. End quote. That's what the principal wrote. A 17-year-old student there and organizer of the assembly, said in an interview with the Associated Press, I completely disagree with that statement. A bunch of kids came up to me after. Some were crying. Some gave me hugs. They were glad to have heard what the Veterans for Peace had to say, you see. Now, one of the speakers, a guy named Mark Poland, served in the Navy from 1979 to 1997. He told the gathering of nearly 1,000 students that Veterans Day was originally Armistice Day, commemorating an end to war. In a telephone interview from his Bellingham home, Mr. Poland said he was at the assembly, quote, to honor the warrior, not the war. The way to honor veterans is to not keep repeating the same mistakes and sending young men and women to their deaths, end quote. Do you see the agenda there, Truth Seeker? Do you see the political agenda there? Do you see it? Do you see it? This veteran had the absolute temerity to stand before 1,000 students and say, you know, to honor the veterans is the best way is to not keep sending young men and women to their deaths. That's a political agenda. That's a political agenda. The two speakers were introduced to the kids by Dr. Bob Olson of Bellevue, Washington, a World War II vet who founded the Bellingham Chapter of Veterans for Peace. The doctor said from his Mercer Island home, we weren't there to tell them to believe one way or another. We were there to say, here's the cost. Maybe your generation will find ways it won't cost this much. You see, Dr. Olson said, any veteran who's been in a war will tell you that there has to be a better way to solve our problems than this. The men received standing ovations, by the way, Truth Seeker, and students gathered afterward to shake their hands. But the principal wet his pants and sent out a letter to the students apologizing because he had provided two speakers on Veterans Day, veterans who are now Veterans for Peace. The audacity of this principal. You know what he said? In his letter, he said the school would make counselors available for students or staff who needed them because of the graphic nature of what these men said. Can you believe this? High school students! How old do you have to be to join the Marine Corps? That's right, 17! A second Veterans Day assembly is planned, according to the principal. For what? So that they can have people come and say, you know, those two guys the other day, they're crazier than hell. Killing is good. Having bone fragments sticking out of your stumps of flesh as you bleed to death, that's good. Having your legs blown off, killing children. Let me tell you about a little girl, 5 years old, named Aisha, who's now in Great Britain because her mom and her brother and her family were blown to pieces by a missile. That's good stuff. You kids seen Black Hawk Down? By God, that's what war is all about. The principal is going to have a second assembly for Veterans Day with pro-war speakers. The principal said he was not told in advance that the speakers on the real Veterans Day belonged to a peace organization, and that in the future he would review the process for arranging these assemblies. You see, that's where we are. You lay down to take a nap on a nice summer's afternoon, and the birds are chirping, and the sun is bright in the sky, and Bill Clinton is president, and you're kind of glad. You're saying, well, you know, for a Republican, he ain't bad. And your friends are all making money in the stock market. And your nation's not at war, and nothing's being blown up. And the religious right crazies are still deep in the woodwork. They're still eating wood, trying to get their way to the surface, and you're not paying attention to that noise, that chewing noise. You don't understand what's about to happen. You don't understand what's about to happen. And you wake up and somebody says, have you heard George W. Bush, the governor of Texas, former President Bush's son, is going to run for president? Really? Oh, my God. Boy, is that going to be a quick ass-kicking, huh? He's going to run against Al Gore? That's really funny. That's funny stuff, man. Yeah. That's funny stuff. We've woken up in hell, haven't we? Huh? Where five-year-old Aisha in Fallujah can have her family blown to pieces with a missile. And in Boulder, Colorado, one of the most liberal cities on the planet, if the kids decide to perform Dylan's most famous anti-war song, everybody goes crazy. And in Bellingham, Washington, if speakers on Veterans Day are members of Veterans for Peace, it's a political agenda. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Nothing stands still. As the world speeds by, the pace of modern life keeps getting faster and faster. Haggar has found a way to stop time. Haggar Forever New shirts and pants will last with virtually no fading, no shrinking, no wrinkles, and no stains. Wash after wash after wash. It's nice to know that as the world speeds by, the clothes you love can stay looking new. Introducing Forever New shirts and pants, only from Haggar.
Losing weight is never easy, but now there's a brand new diet, the SlimFast Optima Diet. It provides a precise nutritional balance, so calories work harder. Mix and match more of your favorite foods with new, great-tasting Optima muffin bars and smoothies to help you stay satisfied. Losing weight takes willpower, but you can do it with the new SlimFast Optima Diet. Visit SlimFast.com for free personalized advice.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Humanitarian disaster in the making. Relief agencies are warning Iraqi civilians trapped in Fallujah face disaster unless they get food, water, and medicine quickly. The city is also without electric power. The head of the Iraqi Red Crescent Society says the Iraqi government rejected her group's request to deliver needed supplies to civilians. The official says her organization could go no closer to the city than the outskirts. Despite that, she says 15 volunteers will try to take 3 ambulances and a truck into the city tomorrow. She says children in Fallujah are dying. The people are eating flour. A Red Cross representative says a mosque in Fallujah is serving as a clinic, but he says wounded civilians are often bleeding to death because residents are too afraid of snipers to try to move them. U.S. Education Secretary Rod Page intends to leave the Bush cabinet, according to a Bush administration official. He said the secretary's been looking at leaving. He's been in discussion with the White House about the right time to do so. Page is the nation's first black education secretary. The government today asked a federal judge to reject request from lawyers for terrorism defendant Zacharias Moussaoui for further delays in bringing his case to trial. The government asked last month for the trial to start May 31st for Moussaoui, the only U.S. defendant charged with terrorism involving the September 11th attacks. Moussaoui's lawyers responded by arguing it would be a waste of the judiciary's resources during a time of tight budgets to continue with trial preparations before the U.S. Supreme Court decides whether to hear their appeal of a lower court order. The government ordered U.S. Airlines to turn over personal information about passengers today so it can test a system for identifying potential terrorists. That move expected but nonetheless brought protests from civil liberties groups worried about invasions of privacy. Under the system called Secure Flight, the Transportation Security Administration will compare passenger data with names on 2 government watch lists. American Civil Liberties Union said the major problem is the lists include the names of many people who are not security risks. Scott Peterson now faces life in prison or death by lethal injection. A jury in California convicted him in the murder of his pregnant wife and their unborn child. The penalty phase of the trial starts November 22nd. The city of Milwaukee considering billing the Kerry and Bush political campaigns more than $200,000 for visits to that city. The committee endorsed the proposal yesterday. It goes to the full city council later this month. An alderman says there were huge, huge extravaganzas for the candidates. The Milwaukee Police Department racked up nearly 8,300 labor hours for 28 visits by the political candidates before Election Day. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
And now, here's Tony Award-winning international gigastar, housewife, talk show host, investigative journalist, advisor to the British royal family, celebrity guru, and board-certified kangaroo wrangler, Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, possums. This is Dame Edna, and I'm back with a vengeance, where I belong on beautiful old Broadway. Just picture it, you, me, and 1,000 total strangers filling the enchanting little music box theater with caring, sharing, love, and laughter in a veritable orgy of family fun. Don't miss this strictly limited engagement of my all-new therapeutic comedy extravaganza, Dame Edna, back with a vengeance. Don't delay, possums. Call telecharge.com, 212-239-6200 for tickets today.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and this week on Ring of Fire, Mike Papantonio and I will be here to assure you that the flame of democracy is still flickering. The heat is on, now more than ever, and we'll be talking about the work ahead of us with three true American visionaries, Arianna Huffington, Jim Hightower, and singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette, who turns her razor-sharp wit to affairs of state as well as matters of the heart. Join Pap and me Saturday on Ring of Fire.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Got an email from Luna in Canada. Luna writes, I'm going to a peace rally protesting the American action in Fallujah, which is being held here in Edmonton, Alberta, tomorrow. It is part of a global protest. Do you think there will be any significant protest in the U.S.? I'm guessing there won't be. I haven't heard of any, Luna. I'm sure it's coming. I cannot believe that there are millions of people in this country who, with their vote for John Kerry, I think, protested the war in Iraq, although Kerry did not present himself as an anti-war candidate. I don't know what to believe anymore. I really don't. I'm sorry. I don't. I'm not going to get into that lesser of two evils crap. I honestly believe that Kerry is a good man, but during the campaign, I don't know if this was political expediency on his part or if he really believed that the way to bring freedom and democracy to the Iraqis is to kill them all. I don't know. But I have to believe that of the 50 or 60, whatever, tens of millions of people in this country who voted against Bush, that surely we are not going to remain immobilized very much longer. Surely we are going to do something, aren't we? I know the efforts are being made to prove the fraud that this election represented. But beyond that, we are, aren't we? We're going to do something. Maybe we just need some time here to catch our breath. But the 50 million people who didn't vote for Bush and the other 60 or 70 million who are eligible to vote who did not go to the polls, surely at some point you'll hear from us. Luna? Surely you will. In keeping with what we were talking about last hour, federal judge, this is according to Ashcroft. This is the man who had no problem rounding up hundreds, if not thousands. I don't know. You don't know. No one will ever know. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people of Middle Eastern descent. No charge, no due process, no review. Who are you? You look like an Arab. Well, no, actually, I'm Iranian. Well, isn't that an Arab? No. Rounding up people of Middle Eastern descent. Hundreds, if not thousands, illegally detaining them. What country do we live in? What country do we live in? Where do we live? Ashcroft, who participated in the taking apart of the Geneva Conventions, who participated in taking apart the United States Constitution, that above everything else has been the magnet that drew people to this country for 200 years. Do you see what they've got in America? Can you believe this? You don't have to testify against yourself. There has to be probable cause before the authorities can come into your home, your business, and then only if they have a warrant. Why, that's not like here in Crazy Stan. Oh, my God. So people came from Eastern Europe and South Asia and South America and Central Asia and the Middle East, you know, came and Africa, came from all over. Can you believe what they've got there? How long did it take the Bush crime family to dismantle, destroy, unhinge all of that? And now Ashcroft is saying on his way out that federal judges are jeopardizing national security by issuing rulings contradictory to Bush's decisions. You know what this is about? You know what this is about? This is about the U.S. District Judge James Robertson ruling in the case of Salim Ahmad Hamdan, who the government contends was Osama bin Laden's driver. Remember that case? Hamdan was to go on trial by military tribunal in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and the judge halted the trial, rejecting the Bush administration's position that the Geneva Conventions governing prisoners of war do not apply to this man because they are not soldiers of a true state and do not fight by international norms. Who said he's a soldier? This is a guy who allegedly was Osama bin Laden's driver. Who said that? Did he say it? Hi, I'm Osama bin Laden's driver. Ashcroft said, courts are not equipped to execute the law. They are not accountable to the people. What? What? Oh, my God. Now, that's one. There's one more here. Where's the other one? Oh, Bill Frist United States Senate Majority Leader, Doctor, issued a blunt warning to Democrats, according to the Times today. Frist said that the newly strengthened Republican majority would not allow filibusters to block action on judicial nominees in Bush's second term. Frist said in a speech to the Federalist Society, the Federalist Society is a group of totalitarian communists. These are Leninists of the worst kind. And he said, one way or another, the filibuster judicial nominees must end. Now, what does that mean? That means Frist doesn't want to wait till the 2006 elections when the last five Republican senators can be illegally and fraudulently slid into the United States Senate, so then they are filibuster-proof. He wants it now. What he is saying is that the Constitution of the United States, here's another one, that the way we are constituted, the rules of the Senate, no longer apply. Isn't that what Caesar said? And what did Cassius and Brutus and who else do to Caesar? Yon Cassius hath a lean and hungry look. And you, Brutus? The rules of the Senate, Mr. Frist is saying, no longer apply. Do you understand that? And Ashcroft says that judges who rule contrary to what Bush speaks are jeopardizing national security. Think about that. Think about it. Of course, this is the same sanctified Christian zealot freak who shortly after the attack by Saudis on this country told the Senate committees that any challenge to the USA Patriot Act, any challenge to warrantless searches would be aiding and abetting the terrorists. So sit down and shut up. That's where we are. This is where we are. I mean, it just goes on. And I can't keep going here, right? Because it's talk radio and I've got to get to your phone calls. But it keeps going like this. Whether it's Bill Frist or a principal at a high school in Washington or somebody on the school board at a middle school in Virginia, it doesn't matter. Do you understand what's going on? How much longer are we going to deal with it passively? How much longer? How much longer, huh? How much longer are we going to demand vote counts, recounts? How much longer, which is a good thing. How much longer, though, are we going to try to break into the machines using warrants and moral passwords and all sorts of ways to find out how did they screw us? What did they do to us? How much longer? How many more $5 and $10 and $15 and $25 contributions are we going to make to the righteous, decent people who are trying to say nonviolently, look, they stole it? How much longer? How much patience do you have left? How much do I have left? I'm tired, you know? And I don't know, you know, I'm not sure what to do. Meantime, 5-year-old Aisha, who used to live in Fallujah, who now lives with her uncle in Great Britain, doesn't understand yet that her mom and her brother and the unborn baby or sister that was about to arrive and her uncles and her grandparents have been blown to pieces by a missile launched by us. She doesn't get it yet. She thinks she's on holiday.
Hi, this is Doug Dupuy for SelectQuote, and I just called
Cheryl Payne,
one of SelectQuote's licensed agents.
Hi, Mr. Dupuy.
Hi, Cheryl. Why buy term life insurance through SelectQuote instead of somebody else?
Well, Mr. Dupuy, about 2 out of 3 people have health or lifestyle issues. Could be high blood pressure, skydiving. Now, depending on what insurance company you choose, you could overpay hundreds of dollars a year.
Well, where does SelectQuote come in?
SelectQuote's a real matchmaker. We impartially shop the pick of America's top life insurers to match you with your best buy.
Got an example?
Sure. I just matched a man 40 years old who takes cholesterol medication with a $500,000 policy for under $22 a month.
Quite a match, Cheryl. Why not let SelectQuote match you with your best buy? Just call 1-800-772-8300. That's 1-800-772-8300. Or log on to SelectQuote.com.
Examples: First Colony Preferred, Best Colony, 10-year term, policy form 1420 and 1421 et al. Underwritten by First Colony Life Insurance Company, a GE Financial Assurance Company, Lynchburg, Virginia. Policy subject to underwriting approval, available in most states.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Hey, honey.
Yeah.
Did you see the Visa National Treasure promotion in today's paper?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, if you win, all of your 2004 Visa purchases could be free.
Too bad you didn't buy that much.
Well, there were those chandelier earrings.
When did you...
And that whole manicure set.
That was...
Oh, and those black leather shoes with that really cute silver buckle. Oh, the...
Hey, those treasures you've been hiding all year could actually be treasure. Use your Visa card in November and December, and you're automatically entered for a chance to win all of your 2004 Visa purchases for free.
Oh, and the coffee table.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and those designer jeans.
Right.
Oh, and the digital camera.
I thought there was a gift.
And
that...
Winners receive the total amount of Visa purchases made on their winning Visa card from January 1st to December 31st, 2004. And if you want to find more treasure with your Visa card, use it to see National Treasure in theaters November 19th. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
No purchase or obligation necessary to enter or win. For details on non-purchase entries, including complete official rules, go to visa.com/win or call 1-800-527-6800. Void where prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years and older as of 11-104. Promotion ends 12-31-04.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call toll-free 1-800-516-6808. That's 1-800-516-6808. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, it's 1-800-516-6808.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Twenty-two past the hour. Donna Britt, writing at the Washington Post today, just very quickly here, I'm coming to your calls in just a minute. She just says, is anyone surprised that accusations of voter disenfranchisement and irregularities abound after the most passionately contested presidential campaign in memory? Is anyone stunned that the mainstream media appears largely unconcerned? Excuse me. I thought this was America. Yeah. So did I, Donna. You know, so did I. And see, this is what you know this is going to happen. You know, again, I don't want to be a skunk at the picnic. I really don't. I'll keep mentioning the websites every night to help with discovering the fraud. The second two in a row stolen presidential election. But how much longer? Come on, think with me for just a second here, okay? How pissed off are the people? I know you are. I am. But what about the 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, million, 80, 90, whatever it is? That huge number of Americans who at this point are saying, okay, what the hell can I do? I sent in my $15. I don't know. Oh, Christ, leave me alone. I got to get back to work. I can't stand this. My kid is screwing up in math. I got to find a tutor. It looks like I got to get a second job. Okay, the election was stolen. All right. You know, what can I do? What can I do? I got to go. Okay? Check with you later. All right, take care. All right, see ya. Yeah, I got to go. I got to go. Really? No kidding. I got to go. That's what I'm afraid of. I feel it in my own life, you know. I mean, Kathy and I get up after going to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning because we work so late, and, you know, the baby has to be taken care of, and, she's got things to do. I've got things to do. All of a sudden, it's 4:30 in the afternoon, and, okay, we haven't sat down at the computer yet. You know, just like you. Same thing. My hours are different from yours. My duties are different from yours, but it's the same thing. So, you know, that angst, that ennui, that sense of, okay, yeah, I know, it was stolen. I know people are being blown into pieces. I know American soldiers are coming home without arms and without legs. And I know we're killing children and women and men and civilians in Iraq. I understand. And somebody told me Yasser Arafat died and Sharon is still alive. And where's the justice in that? But I'm too busy. I'm too busy. I can't do this. You know, that's the problem. That's the thing. I look at the various websites around the internet, you know. Yeah, come on. Damn it, let's go. Bunker Hill, raise the flag. Let's kick some ass. We got to do it and save them. You got it. And I'm right there. I'm right there with it, right? Just like you are. I'm right there with it. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I'm right there. Yes. 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 Where do I send my check? Box what? Do they have PayPal? And I understand in Canada and Italy and Spain and Germany and Russia, for Christ's sake, and Uruguay and Iran and India, that people are going to be in the streets demonstrating against this war. And what am I going to do? Well, I got bills to pay. I've got stuff to do, man. I sit here and do this on the air every night for 3 hours. What the hell do you want, you know? That's my excuse. And, you know, I read your excuses. Y'all send me emails. You know, Malloy, hey, yo, look, you know, I mean, I'm struggling right now. You know, what am I supposed to do? I sent my $10 to Bev Harris. You know, I'm trying. And I asked this the other night. You know, what's it worth? What's it worth? What's the dollar value, the time value, the dedication value? You know, we're killing people tonight, and our own people are being killed tonight and last night, and it'll be happening tomorrow night. And if George W. Bush has his way, we'll be killing people every single day for the next 4 years. Do you understand that? Endless war until he's removed legally and peacefully, which probably will be never at this point. But do you get this? Do you understand this? Think about this. Death and destruction every single day. For the foreseeable future. It's been going on for 18 months now in Iraq. It's been going on for a little over 2 years. Endless death and destruction. If we were killing the evildoers, if we were killing the people who came to this country and wiped out 3,000 people, oh, hallelujah. But they're all dead. The 19 who bombed us are dead. Endless death. Do you understand what's facing us? Do you? I do. I get it. I get it. And I'm tired.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
When flying, sometimes the only choice you get is chicken or lasagna. Not on Priceline.com. Now you have all kinds of choices. Choose your exact flights from our long list of low, low fares. Shop and compare prices, times, airlines. Select round trip, one ways, nonstops, whatever. Or you can still name your own price and save even more. Yep, you can choose everything but the in-flight movie. Priceline, the best choice in travel.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day.
That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Kyle Jason Show.
This week on The Kyle Jason Show, music that moves and inspires. A special Round Peg Lounge with Dana Martin. That's The Kyle Jason Show on Air America Radio.
The Kyle Jason Show on Air America Radio.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. All right, to the phones for a few minutes here. There's something else I want to share with you, but in a minute. Tom is calling from San Diego. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I wanted to call about when you think the draft will be coming. How soon do you think till that occurs?
Probably sometime in the middle of next year. The Republicans understand, or the people handling George Bush understand, that we Americans we have a retention span of maybe 4 or 5 months, and then we forget everything. And so they're going to wait probably May or June. And then there'll be some kind of they'll engineer some kind of an emergency. It'll either be an attack on one of our embassies, or an attack in the United States, or an attack on one of our allies that will have their bloody handprints all over it. And then they'll say, well, look, you know, this is an emergency measure, so it'll be temporary. We need people to sign up, and in order to fulfill those requirements, we're going to go ahead and put a 6-month draft. So I don't think it'll be long, Tom, at all.
Actually, I think it'll be a little shorter, because if you've looked at the, you know, casualty rates versus the death rates, for every 10 killed, it's been about 100 wounded.
Right.
And there was a story on the AP about the hospital in Germany, and I forget where the other one is in the Pacific, but they're basically getting overwhelmed.
Right.
I have a feeling they're going to start drafting sooner. You know, personally, I won't be too hurt when they come knocking on the windows and doors of the Republican, and Uncle Sam comes knocking, saying, well, you know, you wanted to support this war. Guess what?
The only way you support a war, if you're a soldier, is with your blood, your intestines, your bone fragments, your eyes, your limbs, and you try to do the other guy before the other guy does you.
Yeah, I did 20 years in the Navy.
Well, then you know what I'm talking about.
Basically,
you know,
been in every fight except for Kosovo since '83. Well, I've been shot at twice, and I still have nightmares about what I've had to kill.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm preaching to the choir then. But for people who have not been in combat, and I have not. But you know, it's not, you know, when you support a war, That means giving up, for the most part, sons, not daughters, but sons or husbands or fathers. You give them up, and it's you know, justifiable, I think, in the history of this country, when we have given up our sons and our fathers and our brothers. I don't think this is one of those cases by any stretch of the imagination.
No, Afghanistan would have been pushing the limit, but yeah, at least that's where we got attacked from. But Bush has no interest, to quote Bush, I don't even think about him anymore, referring to bin Laden.
Well,
it amazes me.
Yeah, that's certainly all the evidence points to bin Laden's headquarters having been Afghanistan. But I think we need to keep in mind that the attacks, when you're talking terrorism, when you're talking about terrorist cells, we have cells of terrorists in this country, in Spain, in Italy, in Germany, in China, in Tibet, in France, in Ireland. You know, what do you do? The 19 people that bombed this country on September 11, 15 of them were Saudis. You know, yeah. Why didn't we attack Saudi Arabia? It's a known fact and a given that it's Saudi money. Where do they get their money? Well, a lot of it comes from American gasoline buyers or oil purchasers or fuel oil. But the Saudis were funding and supporting the madrasas, the schools that taught the radical Islam that is not found in the Holy Quran, but is found in the minds of these psychopaths like bin Laden in the schools. A lot of them were in the failed state that we know as Afghanistan. Therefore, we went and bombed Afghanistan. But did that stop the terror? No. Look.
Well, no, that's because they let bin Laden get out of Tora Bora. I
mean, but why didn't we?
And all this were told by high up to stop, and they sat there and watched the airlift occur.
Yeah, but you know that argument about if you want to kill the snake, cut off its head. Why didn't we go to Saudi Arabia, you see, and round up the Saudi royal family and execute them? I mean, that sounds like something Bush would do, except for the fact that they're his business partners. They are constantly talking about getting their hands on, they being the Bush crime family, the leadership of Iraq, the leadership of Iran, the leadership of Al-Qaeda, the leadership of anyone that they disagree with, and cutting, you know, killing them. We will pursue them and kill them. Okay. Why didn't we pursue and kill the people who funded the people who attacked us?
Yeah.
You know, that's the part. Didn't Bush say if you fund terrorism, if you harbor terrorism, you are a terrorist? Well, what about the family of the Ibn Saud family? What about the Saud family that obviously funds this? Why are we not killing them? Well, they are Bush business partners.
Bush's buddies. Yeah.
That's right. It's awful. Tom, I got to leave there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate appreciate you checking in. Appreciate your call. Stephen is calling from North Miami Beach in Florida.
Yes.
Stephen, welcome to the program.
Yes. Actually, I had two reasons for calling this evening. First thing I wanted to mention briefly, in the movie Fool's Parade, which starred James Stewart, 1971 movie, he uses a quote where he says that good men do God's work and bad men use God to do their work.
Ah.
That relates to a lot of the things that are going on today.
Doesn't it?
Not just in this country, but around the world also.
Yes, yes. Fundamentalists of any stripe are poison. I don't care what their religion.
All right, now, I can go back to that if you want, but I wanted to mention something else that also relates to a lot of the stuff you were talking about tonight. And this is something that I wrote in 1971. I entitled it Man. You could give it a different title if you want. Five short lines. The contentment of war, the anxiety of peace, the joy of misery, the frustration of fulfillment, the life of death. And basically what this represents, I can go into a long thing on this, but just to keep it simple, this basically explains a lot of the thought process that part of the masses in this country have today, not just in the U.S., again, but in different places around the world as well. It just seems that the human race in various countries throughout history seems to keep finding reasons, all kinds of different reasons, to have wars, even when it doesn't involve self-preservation.
Yeah,
sometimes
I hear that.
It's to make money, sometimes to get oil. Sometimes it's strictly to spread religion, their particular religion. So it really looks like the human race is in a lot of trouble today, because unlike in years past, since the nuclear bomb was invented, and since we now have all kinds of different chemical and biological weapons, which are also very dangerous, when you take everything together, and plus you add in the fact that a country like Pakistan, which wiped out over 3 million people in what is now Bangladesh, back in the early 70s, I'm sure you're old enough to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have nuclear weapons. Maybe nobody should have nuclear weapons, but the whole point is there really isn't much room for error, margin for error, because of that. That's something that we just can't allow to happen.
Stephen, I hear you loud and clear. Let me get some more callers in here. You make a lot of sense, and I appreciate you checking in. I agree. Nobody should have nuclear weapons. But United States and the Soviet Union, and to a lesser extent, Communist China, France, Great Britain, who else was in the exclusive nuclear club, and then, of course, Israel. These countries, are the countries that set the standard. They're the ones that set the standard. You know, when you have six or seven countries that develop a nuclear arsenal that can wipe all living organisms off the planet, 100,000, 10,000, 50,000 times over. You know, when you have six or seven countries that have done that, the other countries sit back and say, well, that's mad. That's insane. That's crazy. But in order to protect ourselves now, we better get some too. Because what happens if the United States or Israel or France or China or Great Britain or any of these nuclear-owning countries, what happens if a madman gets control? What happens if somebody gets control who is not elected? Let's say it's a democracy and is not elected. What if they decide to adopt a policy of, say, oh, I don't know, what are you going to call it? Preemptive war. That'd be good. Supposing they get a madman who adopts a policy of preemptive war. Supposing their government is overtaken by religious zealots. You mean like Islam? Yeah, like Islam, or maybe Christianity. They're taken over by religious zealots. They have nuclear weapons coming out every body orifice that they have. They have tons of nuclear weapons. They decide, look, we don't want to use these hydrogen bombs. Let's develop tactical nukes. Let's do that. Now, if you should happen to find yourself confronting a country like that, and you are, oh, I don't know, Iran, or Brazil, or what, Germany, or Krazistan, or, you know, whatever country it is, and all of a sudden you're facing a country run by a religious zealot, and there are nuclear weapons in his hands, and he said, I will kill anything I feel like killing because God gives me permission. What are you going to do?
Not a bit trusted with their hands at the controls. Their eyesight is twisted by the glory of their careers. The heaped praise of flattery is music to their ears. To listen to them talk about how it hasn't happened yet, Saipan, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian rule men. Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Russian rule men.
I know everything. Languages? Yes. Boiling points? Celsius and Fahrenheit? Yes. World capitals? Please. So, not too long ago, I tried to get a refi, and I get turned down. And this is the best part. The loan officer says to me, sir, do you know what your credit score is? So, I looked at her and said, tell me, do you know what the population of Liechtenstein is? Huh? Do you? Ha, ha, ha. She didn't.
Get in the know. Check out ScorePower from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score, all for only $14.95. And knowing that is how you get the credit you deserve. So check out ScorePower at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Well, now I have my credit score up to 760, the same number of days it took Frenchman Michel Lapointe to circle the globe on a bike. Yeah, I'll bet you didn't know that.
Get the power, score power at Equifax.com.
Are you losing your hair?
Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone. We guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
I'm Governor Howard Dean, doctor, author, and former presidential candidate. The past year has been pretty stressful and exhilarating, but lately I found an inner peace traveling all over the country to promote my new book, You Have the Power, and giving speeches on the campaign trail. Yahoo Locals helped me find all sorts of things, like bookstores in Iowa and convention centers in Nebraska and some very interesting diners in Illinois.
Introducing Yahoo Local. Yahoo Local lets you search for things you need and see the results on the same map at the same time.
Next week I'm doing a book signing in Ohio. And then we're going to stroll through some museums in California. And then we're taking a breather in Washington, D.C.
Just go to yahoo.com and click on local, and you can quickly and easily get the lay of the land.
I'm just trying to get people more excited about the democratic process.
New Yahoo Local. Life is all around you. Find it at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
My sentiments exactly.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
I view our nuclear arsenal as a deterrent. I'm interested in having an arsenal at my disposal.
It's about 8 minutes before the hour. Coming up after the next break, there's something I want to share with you, the things they wrote. passages from letters sent this year by men and women who are now dead. They were in Iraq, U.S. soldiers, and these are letters or emails sent to their families back here in the States. And they're short for the most part, but that's after the break at the top of the hour, okay? Jonathan is calling from Powder Springs, Georgia. Jonathan, welcome to the program. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
My wife and I, we were one of the people that we took 10 days. I took my vacation. We took 10 days, went down to Florida, and we were working on the Kerry campaign.
Uh-huh.
We had a good time. I mean, it was. I mean, the energy down there, the people that we were talking to, that we were around, I mean, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
In Gainesville. I mean, it was just wonderful. And then, of course, after the election, you know, we have to take that great big long drive home.
Right.
And, my gosh, I mean, what a heartbreaker. I mean, from Gainesville to back here to Powder Springs, it was just horrible.
That must have been one hell of a ride up I-75.
Oh, it was, yeah, it was just heart-wrenching.
John, I'm sure. Yeah, I know.
I can't tell you what it was like. But, you know, and then we get back here, and then we hear about George Bush, and he's saying he has this huge mandate.
Hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So basically what we're doing right now is we're already starting. We're going to start, we're already starting to organize. In fact, I'm going to be running for a county chair here in Powder Springs, part of the Democratic Party.
Well, good for you, Jonathan. Isn't that in Cobb County?
Yes, it is.
Oh, geez.
Oh, absolutely. But what people don't know about Cobb County, there is a very conservative part of Cobb County, but I'm over here in South Cobb.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm thinking of East Cobb. That's where all the crazies live.
But, yeah, they do. And we're sort of like on – actually, I live sort of in Powder Springs, which is sort of like on the fringe of the right-wing nutcases.
Okay, I got you.
So,
and what office are you going to run for, county commission?
Actually, no. I'm just going to be running for a – it's what they call a district chair.
Oh, okay. All right.
So basically, what I'm going to be, I'm going to be a district captain, and what my job is going to be to organize volunteers in my district.
Mm-hmm.
So that we make sure that we get the vote out. And that's what we're going to do is we're going to get the vote out. We're going to get organized. And matter of fact, we're not even waiting for next year. We're going to start this year. We're going to start getting our database together. We're going to start organizing volunteers.
All right, let me ask you
we're going to continue to register people.
But let me ask you something that I think is critical to what you're doing. And it's a central issue that I think is critical to anyone who's going to vote in this country ever again. What are you or your organization going to do about the voting machines? Because they can totally corrupt and destroy the efforts made by people of good conscience to try to make things right. I mean, do you have any plans to petition the Secretary of State here in Georgia to get those abominations removed?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact,
good.
That is one of my. That's one of the first things on my real agenda this year. Is actually, I'm going to try to use that as a rallying point,
uh-huh.
a fundraiser, and because let's face it, 95% of the people out there, if they're asked, "Do you want a paper trail?" they're going to say yes.
Well, sure.
You know, I mean, there is not a person out there right now that is not going to go out and go, you know, yeah, I want to know that my vote counted.
Yeah.
I want to know that when I go to that poll, when I spend that 2 hours to stand in line to cast my vote, that it's
mm-hmm.
actually going to count and I can have a paper trail.
Right.
And absolutely. I think that we can actually use that and let's, because right now with what's happening in Ohio and what happened down in Florida, there is no way that we're going to be able, I want to sit back after all my hard work that I did down in Florida, and I know for a fact that George Bush stole it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the energy down there for Kerry. I saw the people getting out for the first time and voting for a presidential candidate they really believed in, which was John Kerry.
Right.
I mean, it was just incredible, the energy, just the camaraderie that we had with all.
Yeah, and that's and frankly, that's the way politics should be. It should be an uplifting experience, not something that that settles around a nation or a state like a dark shroud, like a burial cloth. And that's what Bush has brought. It's like a burial shroud. that says democracy or representative government, your day has come and your day has gone. Say hello to the new day. So, you know, the fact that you guys experienced the kind of excitement that you did, I think that's wonderful. That's what we need. That was so extant in this country back in the 60s. And there was hell to pay in the 60s. There was war and assassinations and the social fabric was being pulled this way and pulled that way, and nobody knew which way was up or what was right, what was wrong. But the struggle, out of the struggle, as far as I'm concerned, of the 60s came the idea of what Jefferson talked about constantly nourishing the tree of liberty and freedom and justice and righteousness and decency in this country. And all of that seems to have gone now. And this death shroud that comes from the Bush crime family, they've wrapped up the body politic and they're trying to put it into the ground. And it just makes me sick. And I respect you, Jonathan. Send me an email at MikeDMalloy@AOL.com when you're running, and I will send you some money, okay?
But, I mean, this is just a little chair seat.
Whatever it takes. I understand. But don't forget what makes mountains.
And that's what we're going to do. But we're going to be trying to use every resource we have in order to take
super,
back Georgia. I mean,
super.
Let's face it, right now, I mean, you've seen what's happened here in Georgia.
I have, and Jonathan, I have to leave it there. We are heading into the top of the hour break, and that's like God speaks. Thanks, Jonathan. I appreciate you checking in. Stay in touch, pal. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Stick around. The Things They Wrote.
Your oldest has just turned driving age. Time to add them to your policy. So you get in your car, drive down to your insurance company. Hunt for a space, double park, get a parking ticket, get in a fight with the meter maid, get thrown in jail, meet a guy named Wally. Wait a minute. This is just a bad dream. You've got GEICO. You don't have to drive anywhere. You can do all that car insurance stuff online. Oh, that was a close one.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. Online at GEICO.com.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to GEICO.
See how much you could save. Visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden.
State of California versus Scott Peterson. We, the jury in the above-entitled cause, find the defendant, Scott Lee Peterson, guilty of the crime of murder of Lacey Denise Peterson.
And with that verdict, Scott Peterson has likely seen his last day as a free man. A Redwood City, California jury Friday convicted Peterson of killing his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. He was convicted of first-degree murder, making him eligible for the death penalty. The sentencing phase of the trial begins November 22nd. Now the jurors in the Scott Peterson case have returned to their homes, but reporter Jason Bernert says the job is not yet finished for them.
They will be back in court on November 22nd to begin the penalty phase of the trial, deciding whether or not Peterson should die by lethal injection or spend the rest of his life in prison without possibility of parole. Judge Alfred DeLucchi told the jury this afternoon that the penalty phase of the trial would be much shorter than the guilt phase, lasting less than a week. He said, quote, "I should get you the penalty phase by the 30th of November," end quote. In Redwood City, this is Jason Bennett.
Margot Bach with the California Department of Corrections believes Scott Peterson will spend a few months at San Quentin State Prison before a committee there decides where he'll be placed.
Because Scott Peterson is a public interest case, you know, he could be in danger from other inmates who may want to take him out. You know, so that's why we would put him in protective custody. Even when he first comes to prison, he could be placed in a protected area where other inmates couldn't get to him.
The death of longtime Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has given the U.S. and Britain a chance to reinvigorate Middle East peace moves, correspondent Terry Moore reports.
The U.S. has long considered Arafat an obstacle to peace. In a news conference with British Prime Minister Tony Blair, President Bush said there can be no stability in the Middle East without a secure Israel peacefully coexisting with an independent Palestinian state.
And there's clearly a lack of trust right now. I mean, we'll do that what it takes to put a strategy in place and advance it and call upon other nations to develop, to work with us.
Prime Minister Blair said this is a good chance to push hard and do whatever it takes to create an independent Palestinian state. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Parents demanding the Miami-Dade police review their policy of the use of tasers after an officer used one on a 6-year-old elementary school student. Miami-Dade police say the officer was justified in sending 50,000 volts of electricity into the tiny body of the Kelsey Farr Elementary School student because he had already hurt himself and threatened to injure others with a shard of broken glass. Parent Tony McDonald.
And I don't care how big or strong a 6-year-old kid is. Two adults could have just easily gotten this kid. Each one on by one arm and picked this kid up and sat him down in a chair and just held him there until his parents or whatever came.
The boy was not injured. Air America News, I'm Noam Layden.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair. Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile. If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley Saturday for the best of Morning Sedition. Who's got a better claim to morality, the religious right or the religious left? We'll ask God. I mean, the Reverend James Forbes. We'll also talk to veterans of military action. And we'll talk with a veteran of girl-on-girl action, comedian Judy Gold. Plus, our weekly Cardinal Sin Rapture Watch on Saturday's Best of Morning Sedition.
And I decided that we're really not to blame for the love that's deep inside.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. Remember back in the day, back in the day when you listen to Moody Blues, kick back, smoke a tube, drink a beer. Long time ago. Far, far away, right? If you're just joining us, none of the rest of the program is going to make the least bit of sense to you, but we're just going to continue, all right? So stick around. I want to get to this, and then I'm going to come back to your phone calls. This is off the New York Times, which is the paper of record for corporate America. I mean, they've got a couple of good writers there. Paul Krugman, I don't have any heroes, but if I did, Krugman would probably be one of them. I like Maureen Dowd sometimes. You know, some of the writers there, Bob Herbert, even Friedman every once in a while comes up with something that makes sense. But the New York Times is the paper of record for corporate America. It is a right-wing tool of the establishment. And that's okay. You know, they don't do that bad of a job. But let's not fool ourselves about, you know, New York Times being liberal. You know, that's what the right-wingers want to tell you. But anyway, they do publish some good stuff, and I appreciate that. I really do. They also have some crazy people working there. But the things they wrote a year ago, the op-ed page marked Veterans Day by publishing excerpts from letters written home by soldiers who then lost their lives in Iraq. At the time, last year, fewer than 400 Americans had died in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Remember that? Operation Iraqi Freedom, yeah. This year, Veterans Day takes place during the battle for the city of Fallujah, where at least so far 22 Americans have been killed. Now, since the beginning of the war, the number of American dead in Iraq, according to the Pentagon, stands at just right around 1,200. Thousands more have been wounded. What the Times leaves out here, and they do report it as in their news a little bit, I guess, what is left out of what I just read for you is the fact that tens of thousands of Iraqis are dying, have been killed. This is after 11, 12 years of sanctions that wiped out half a million or a million or a million and a half of them, especially those least able to survive, children and old people. You know, that's a pretty satanic record on the part of the United States. If you want to know why we are referred to in certain parts of the world as the Great Satan, take a look at our record in Iraq. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that the U.S. pressure through the United Nations of the sanctions on the people of Iraq for over a decade, which brought about a drop of life expectancy, an increase in death by disease, communicable diseases, and diseases that you usually find in third world countries, which Iraq was not. Was it run by a psychopathic dictator? Yes. And I've said it before. Had we supported the middle class in Iraq, the middle class would have eventually risen up and killed the bastard. He was their dictator. It was up to the Iraqis to get rid of him. But what did we do? We solidified his power by denying the people of Iraq their own personal strength. We made them sick, and we starved them, and we gave them dysentery. How in the hell are you going to fight against a tyrant when you have diseases brought about by sanctions put in place by the United Nations? So that's always left out. PFC, Moises A. Langhorst of the Marines. Private Langhorst was 19. Moose Lake, Minnesota was his home. He was killed in Al Anbar province on April 6th by small arms fire. March 13th, just prior. As far as my psychological health, we look out for each other pretty well on that. I've been praying a lot, and I hope you're praying for the Dirty 3rd Platoon, because there's no doubt that we are in the Valley of the Shadow of Death. March 15th. After standing in the guard tower for 7.5 hours this morning, we went on our first platoon-sized patrol from about 1,200 to 1,700. It was exhausting, but it went very well. I had to carry the patrol pack with emergency chow, a poncho, and night vision goggles. That's what really wore me out. We toured the mosques and visited the troublesome abandoned train station. The people were friendly, and flocks of children followed us everywhere. When I called, you asked me if Iraq is what I expected, and it really is. It looks just like it does on the news. I hardly feel, it hardly feels like a war, though. Compared to the wars of the past, this is nothing. We're not standing on line in the open, facing German machine guns like the Marines at Belleau Wood, or trying to wade ashore in chest-deep water at Tarawa. We're not facing hordes of screaming men at the frozen Chosun Reservoir in Korea or the clever ambushes of Viet Cong. We deal with pot shots and IEDs. With modern medicine, though, my chances of dying are slim to none. And my chances of going home unscathed are better than half. Fewer than 10 men in my company have fired their weapons in the 10 days we've been here. March 24th. While not always pleasant, I know this experience is good for me. It makes me appreciate every little blessing God gives me, especially the family and friends and home I left behind in Moose Lake. That was from Moises Langhorst of the Marines. This is an excerpt from an email message to her cousin on his wedding day from Sergeant First Class Linda Ann Tarango Grease of the Army. Sergeant Tarango Grease, 33, of Sutton, Nebraska, was killed on July 11th in Samara by an improvised explosive device. So today's your big day. Wow, it seems just like yesterday that I was making you peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and malt oatmeal. We experienced a lot together as we grew up, and for the life of me, I can't think of a time that you and I ever got along. Is that normal? I never thought I would see the day that you settled down and get married, but here you are. You couldn't have picked a more wonderful person than Rachel. She's very sweet, very giving, and most important, she loves you. Be good to her. I'm sorry I can't be there to share in your day, but here I am in hopes that one day these people will have the chance to be as happy as you. Just know that I am with you. Just close your eyes, place your hands on your heart, and you'll feel me there. This is from Sergeant Christopher Potts of the Army. Sergeant Potts, 38 years old, of Tiverton, Rhode Island, was killed October 3rd in Tajie by small arms fire. In January, he wrote, "Hi, my big guy, how are you? I miss you bad. I miss things like you calling for me in the morning when you hear me in the kitchen or when you come home at the end of the day. I also miss cooking for you and Mom, but most of all, I miss your big hugs. I enjoy hearing your voice on the phone and seeing the pictures you draw for me. I'm sorry for not writing you till now, but the days are very long here, and we only get about 4.5 hours of sleep at night. I got up a little early to write this because I know you need your own letter, too. March 18th. Hi, my love. Well, where should I start? First, we left Kuwait after being issued a combat load of ammo, M16 ammo, grenades, smoke grenades, grenade launcher ammo, and C4. I knew that night that this is for real. Some people paced, some people slept, some of us had to write the just-in-case letter, some just sat. The letter writing was a real hard thing to do. It definitely makes you aware of the situation in your life, but you'll never have to read it, unless you want to when I get home. It's weird because I'm not afraid of what might happen or the pain of it. I'm just afraid of not being able to see you again. The first leg of the trip through the desert was really bad. There were children of all ages from God knows where begging for food and water. The dust was blowing all over them, and some had torn, outgrown clothes, and some were barefoot. I looked over at my driver, and we were both crying after a few miles. I said to him, "You know, this is why I'm here, so that my kids won't ever have to live like this." Then we just drove in silence for a while. As we got closer to Baghdad, you could see blown-up military equipment, ours and theirs. People were on the side of the road selling gasoline out of plastic jugs. There was diesel and fuel spilled everywhere. Then you'd see some slaughtered lambs on the side of the road. The meat is hanging out in the sun and dirt and germ-infested air. Farther down the road, there were people bathing and washing up. Other people were picking through garbage. I hope today I can call. I miss you so much that as I write this part, my eyes are running. The TV in the mess hall said you got snow yesterday. I wish I was there to shovel. I hope you're being taken care of. Moises Langhorst of the Marines and Christopher Potts of the Army. Linda Tarango Grease of the Army. Letters home. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America. Hanging on me. Hanging on me.
I've paid my debt. Now won't you leave me in my misery?
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Attention smokers. Find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages?
the same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
And now we're at war, but we're at war to keep the peace.
Lost focus there. 23 past the hour. I'd just kick back and listen to John Lennon for the next couple hours, huh? That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Okay. Jeff is calling from Austin, Texas. Jeff, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Can
you
hear me? I'm doing fine. How are you?
Cool. Listen, I can tell that you're on a roll tonight, so I'm pretty much just going to give you the facts and listen with them. But I'm from Austin, Texas. I'm pretty active politically. And just on Sunday, I started getting reports. My sister was the one who drew my attention to them first. But the election irregularities, I'm sure you're aware of them. They're beyond anything we've ever seen. I mean, in a third world country, this would be proof positive that there was something wrong. That you know that there are going to be recounts at least in Ohio and New Hampshire, and it looks like they're going to have a whole new election in North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, this stuff is hard to find. If you look on the internet or if you watch MSNBC, you see it.
Uh-huh.
If you watch Fox News, you see them debunk it. If you read the newspaper, you see nothing. So this bothered me, and yesterday I called the national affairs editor at the Austin American Statesman. Should I say his name?
Sure.
Okay, the fellow's name is Jody Seaborn. And I got him on the phone, and he was fascinated. He knew nothing about any of this. He knew a couple things, like Dick Morris saying that the polls can't be that far off, and they can't. I mean, you look into the math on it, it just doesn't make sense. It literally is a miracle. For the exit polls to be that far off, it is a miracle. It would happen one in several billion times.
Uh-huh.
So he knew nothing about this. He didn't know about the Warren County lockdown. He didn't know about the problems in Nebraska and Indiana.
Right.
He was fascinated. I gave him a long list of links. Today, it was not in the paper again. And I got really worried and really nervous about this, and I started calling people. Started calling everybody I know and asked them to call the newspaper and ask them why this wasn't in the paper. I started calling people all across America. It's not in the paper anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's being mentioned in the paper in New Mexico, but I can tell you for sure it is not in the paper in Arcata, California, San Diego, California, Los Angeles, or Palo Alto, any place in Chicago, any place in Indiana, not Kentucky, not New Jersey, definitely not Austin.
Right.
This, I mean, is truly, truly a humongous story. Even if it's only that they're having recounts, it's not in the paper. And I talked to Jody Seaborn again today, and I don't know how to characterize the conversation. I spoke to him for just a minute. I asked him, so you know that people are interested in this story now? And he said, oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. And I said, so what's it going to take to get in the paper? And he said, it's got to be in a national paper first. He was extremely embarrassed. He was extremely sorry, but he said, my hands are tied. Until it's in a national paper, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, that is true. In so many instances with city newspapers, I realize Austin is not a small town.
Realize,
are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
It sounded like you were just in a head-on car wreck. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just walking. I've been on hold for a while, so I got some energy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So many newspapers will not publish anything unless first it shows up somewhere else. That's their cover. That's their protection. If it shows up on AP or Reuters or one of the other news agencies or shows up in a national newspaper or a national news magazine, they'll pick up the story. And it's a shame. This is the failure, the utter failure of media in this country. So don't be too hard on the person from the Austin newspaper.
Oh, Let me be fair about this. I am. If there is one lesson that I've learned from this election, it's that what we're doing is not effective. I mean, I honestly believe that this election has serious problems with it, but what we're doing is not effective, and now's not the time for yelling. Now's the time for pointing out to these people that it really is in their best interest. I mean, let's face it. If they print this story, if they're the first to print this story, people are going to read their paper. Mm-hmm. Their circulation is going to go up, especially in as liberal a place as Austin, Texas.
You know, you could do, Jeff, I originally come from Toledo, Ohio, and it went for Kerry. The county went for Kerry. But the Toledo Blade, which is a newspaper I used to deliver when I was a kid, the Toledo Blade assigned a couple of their writers over, I think it was an extended period of time, maybe it was 8 months, maybe it was longer than that, and they wrote the story about the units in American units in Vietnam that were there to literally kill and destroy, and the butchery that was perpetrated against the Vietnamese people. As a result, they won a Pulitzer Prize. The writers who put this story together won a Pulitzer Prize. You might mention that to the guy at the Austin newspaper, that was a story that was not first published in a national newspaper. It was published in the Toledo Blade, for God's sake. And I think Toledo might be smaller than Austin. It's about 350,000 people in Toledo. So,
well, I don't know, but we definitely have a more coherent political identity than just about any other city in America.
Yes, you do, and it's a shame that the Austin newspaper just feels like this is not something they can...
Let me say to your listeners right now, we are not done. We're not even slightly done.
Well, that's good.
Just getting started, and if I can just say to everybody who's listening to this, call your papers. Tell them you want to read about this. This has to make it into the local newspaper.
There you go. Jeff, I have to leave it there because we are coming up on a commercial. Thanks for checking in. Stay in touch, okay? Take care.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage. Exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else. Provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the foreword, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the foreword. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered.
Monday on Unfiltered. As Gonzalez shoves in his mouth guard, so do we. Jeffrey Ward, author of Unforgivable Blackness, joins us to jab about boxing hero Jack Johnson. Bam! Never saw that coming. Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com on Air America Radio.
Unfiltered. Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Randy is calling from College Station, Texas. Randy, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Welcome from the 17th District in Texas, where we elected a Democrat, even though Tom DeLay tried to redistrict us.
Well, that's great. That is a unique circumstance in this last election. Good for you.
Yeah, well, I wanted to, well, I think you already have a heads up on this site that I made. It's called deardebold.blogspot.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My friend Patrice gave you the address?
Yes.
Basically, it's to everybody else that's listening, it's a mini protest site of Diebold. You know, Diebold makes ATM machines that miraculously print a paper trail. So I'm just asking people to take their ATM receipts, write a note on it saying that asking Diebold to produce a paper trail for their voting machines as well.
It sounds very simple, doesn't it?
It seems like it would be. I mean, the technology's there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the I think of the credit union that Kathy and I use is Diebold machines, and we've never had any trouble getting a receipt showing us any damn thing we want to see.
Well, I always thought, as far as this goes, it should be, I think it should be like a credit card receipt where you get like a carbon copy.
Yeah.
And you have to sign it. And that way, you know, you can go back, verify, yeah, I signed that, and yes, that's my vote.
Right.
I mean, it's really simple. I know all the simple solutions, they're the ones that these people just don't take.
Yeah, because simple solutions are the ones that always trip these thugs up, no matter who the thugs are. In this particular instance, it's these right-wing thugs that have eaten into the fabric of this country. But it is a very simple solution, and that's one of the reasons they say it can't be done or it would cost too much money. See, now the argument would be, well, you know, we've got all these machines out here, and it's simply not economically feasible for us to reprogram these machines so they'll spit out receipts. Sorry, we can't do it. That's going to be the line, and that may be the time when we have to take more direct action where it concerns Diebold machines.
Well,
by that I mean passive, nonviolent sit-ins. Right.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do with this little blog here.
Well, say the address again, Randy.
It's deardiebold.blogspot.com.
All right, we'll be checking it out. Thanks for checking in the program tonight, Randy. Take care.
Yeah, no problem.
Stay in touch. Who's next? Alan is calling from New York. Alan, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I called in at the beginning to make a comment on the black box voting, and I've been listening to your show through the whole thing. This is the first time I've listened to you.
Oh, really?
And you have truly taken me on a history of my life. Absolutely unbelievable, especially when you were going through I was a gay kid in Catholic school in the 50s.
Oh, my God.
So when you went through the whole thing, I was like, oh, I can't believe this man is saying this.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway, before I get to that point, one thing I would like to say, if we survive this thing going on in our country, and that's a real if, as far as I'm concerned, you, Randy, Liz, Laura, the whole crew over there, history will note that you are the patriots of this age. And I really mean that. I don't compliment lightly or easily.
Well, it's kind of you to say, but I think most of us here at this network just look at ourselves as sounding boards. Have this network now where people like you can call and express your views. Yeah, we express our points of view too, but I think if you took a poll of people here at Air America Radio Network, whatever their capacity is, if it's on-air people or the technical people or the people in the front office, I think that the consensus would be that were it not for this vast audience out here, this network would. And I understand what you're saying. I'm not trying to turn aside. I'm not trying to turn aside the accolades that you're handing here. But I'm just saying, you know, talk radio is and should be a flow, a two-way thing. You know what I'm saying?
Understood. But there's got to be a place to go, and you're the only place in town right now.
Yeah.
And thank you for being there. To get to my point, you know, you mentioned earlier, you quoted a journalist who said that the media was unconcerned about the election, right?
Right.
What's really got me is it's not just the media, it's the Democrats who are unconcerned.
Yeah, I know.
The Democratic Party, okay?
I know.
They don't want us pursuing the vote count, and I think that says worlds about the trouble we're in.
I think it does, too.
Okay, a lot more so than the Republicans. I know who they are.
Yeah.
I mean, and what is amazing, when they terrify the populace, common sense is the first victim.
Right.
Okay. Common sense. The man steals the election in 2000, lies about a war, lies about thousands of things, sends people to die. Okay. Mission accomplished. We know the history there, Abu Ghraib.
Right.
And then he says, I got this voting machine that's not going to be able to be recounted. And he stole the election in 2000. Anyone with half a brain knows there's a problem.
Right.
Then, in Congress, they put legislation into mandate paper trails. The Republicans wouldn't let it come to a vote. That's totally un-American.
Okay. Well, it may be un-American.
So doesn't it tell you if the Republicans are blocking that vote, they have plans?
Well, it does tell me that.
Common sense.
And it may be un-American, but it is very typically neo-fascist. Which I got that. Which is where we are.
I got that. But meanwhile, where's the Democrats who are supposed to be fighting for us?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And now the spin they're giving, and I'm even hearing this from Air America people, the second thing, okay, is we don't want to undermine the confidence of the voters and have them give up voting.
Now, wait,
that's like doublespeak. Why would you want people to continue voting on a system that's corrupted? If anything, if you want confidence in the vote, you go ahead and investigate any possibility of fraud to its fullest extent.
Absolutely.
Then you establish confidence in the vote. So, you know, and I've even heard Franken talking about this stuff on Air America.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's like, back backpedaling off this. I'm like, what is this man doing? He's done such great work. And obviously the water's getting too deep, you know. But the other point I wanted to make, too, when you mentioned about falling asleep under Clinton and waking up in hell.
Yeah.
We got here. It took a lot longer than that, and I thought about it while I was listening. I said, you know, under Nixon, we learned how to tolerate criminality in our government.
Right.
Under Ford, we learned how to tolerate a cover-up of scandal.
Right.
Under Reagan, we learned how to tolerate homelessness in our population. We learned how to tolerate AIDS and distance ourselves from the suffering and death of our fellow citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We learned to tolerate deficits. We learned that greed was good. Okay, under Bush, we tolerated media complicity with the war in Gulf War I.
Right.
Under Clinton, we finally tolerated the loss of welfare. We demonized the poor for being poor. We tolerated the outsourcing of our jobs with NAFTA under Clinton.
That's right.
Okay, we got here step at a time.
We did.
And, you know, I heard a documentary on the Holocaust not long ago. They interviewed a survivor who said, you know, it didn't happen overnight. It happened in stages, slowly. No, but everyone said, oh, it'll pass.
It's just like the how to boil a frog without making the frog go nuts and jump out of the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. You just very slowly turn the water, turn the heat of the water up, and first thing you know, the frog figures out that he's dead.
Yeah, he's wondering why he's getting dizzy.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Well, we're at the dizzy frog stage, unfortunately. I would say we do need to keep the coalitions together that have grown out of this, but do not look to the Democrats to be our standard bearer.
Well, as
that's the thing we have to watch out for, because it's obvious, by the way, Kerry has backpedaled off this thing, okay, that, you know, they're not about to fight for us.
Well, as the way the Democratic Party is presently constituted and structured, you're absolutely right. My only hope is that we've got some time here, even if we have to go underground in the age of Bush, to reconfigure the Democratic Party into what it was. And what it should be. I hope that can happen. I'm not very optimistic, but I hope it can happen.
I got you there. If it can't happen, then we definitely need to start another party.
I think so.
You know, and just clean house in Washington. That's the only solution the country's got, as far as I can see it.
I hear you loud and clear.
Well,
loud
thank
and clear.
You again for everything you're doing.
Alan, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. You
take care. Bye.
Wiley is calling from Columbia, Tennessee. Wiley, welcome to the program. Hey, Wiley.
Pretty good for a guy operating with no sleep.
Well, I believe in coffee.
Yeah, my kid's 21, and I can envision a few sleepless nights worrying about him getting drafted in the near future.
Yeah, I hear that.
Hey, that last guy needs his own show. He's pretty right on there.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
What I'm calling about is I want to thank you for your November 3rd show. I pushed it really hard for the campaign for the last few months, and on the 3rd, I was pretty much had all the wind knocked out of myself pretty good. And somehow you got me up and got me very angry. And I haven't had time to be depressed. I've been too angry. I'm now the black box voting rep for my county.
Hey, hold on right there. Wiley, I've got to take a break. I'll come back to you right after the break. Just hold that thought. Quick break here. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's like you can't hear what I'm saying. Do I have to shout? Must be the DNA. Hey, hey, hey.
He can't say nuclear.
You're just nitpicking.
Sometimes I find you attractive, but then you start talking.
Now you're flip-flopping.
Yeah, but you better decide which Bush you want.
Must be the DNA. The only reason you could vote that way.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back, and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, adding, subtracting, ooh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins in 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at AJC.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please select for the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy. When you walk that walk.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Man, time just rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? Credit where it's certainly due. The program was engineered in New York City tonight by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Your phone calls were screened by Linda Blake. Our senior correspondent is Chris in Minnesota. Our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com is Mark Marshall. The program can be found at WhiteRoseSociety.org, where it's archived by Ben Bush, Ben Burge. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And I do want you to check out the network website, AirAmericaRadio.com, all sorts of things there. Do we have video poker yet? Still don't have that. Okay. Daily program topics are available once again at MikeMalloy.com on the main page. First page you come to, check it out if you want to. And don't forget, next Thursday, November 18th, we're going to look for phone calls only, at least for the first hour, for people between the ages of 13 and 17 inclusive, okay? Pass it on. Get the word out that we just want to hear from teenagers. Now back to Wiley in Columbia, Tennessee. You're the black box voting volunteer. Now explain what that means, Wiley.
Well, that means that I've gone to see my election supervisor, and I've requested certain computer records that Black Box Voting told me that I needed to get.
Oh, Lord, what kind of response are you getting?
Well, as luck would have it, I'm a disabled carpet layer, and I still do a few carpet repairs. And about 6 months ago, I repaired the carpet underneath this guy's desk.
Oh, wow.
So I had a somewhat of a rapport going in there.
Yes, you do.
And, you know, I believe the guy's straight up, and I believe he tries to run a clean operation. I don't trust ES&S, who sold him the software and equipment.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think the individual precinct bosses or Board of Elections supervisors, unless they're Republican, are corrupt. And even some of them who are Republican are not corrupt. It's the equipment that they have to work with. They don't know. I mean, they don't know any more than the American public knows how these things have been jiggered and tampered with by the hands of Satan.
Yeah. And as it sits right now, the guy has told me that he will let me have what I need the middle of next week without having to file a Freedom of Information Act request.
Uh-huh.
Which would be great. But you and I have talked before. We talked the night that Greg Palast was on, and we talked
yes.
About Tim Leary and Steve Gaskin another time.
Right.
But I'm in the community where the farm community is.
Yes, I got
and,
you.
And they've got a couple of really good activist lawyers down there that I think are going to help me if I do have to file a Freedom of Information Act request. But the point I want to get out there is anybody – that's mad enough to do something about this, please do it. It doesn't take much time. It just takes a few minutes to go down and tell the guy what you need. You can get it off the blackboxvoting.org website.
Uh-huh.
And let's do it everywhere.
That's good advice, Wiley. That's good advice. Listen, please stay in touch and let us know how your local supervisor of elections there, if he continues to remember you as a nice guy that came in and replaced the carpet and cooperates with what you're trying to do now in order to save representative government in this country. That's one hell of a leap. I hope he appreciates it. One day you're installing carpet. The next day you're trying to save representative democracy. Does he appreciate the irony of that, or doesn't he?
I think he does, and I think he knows that I believe he's genuine. I don't know what his higher ups are gonna, you know, when they get into this, start
yes.
making decisions over his head, what he's gonna be able to do. But at the moment, things are going real smooth.
Well, let's hope they continue to go smoothly. Wiley, thanks for checking in. Stay in touch, okay?
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Give Randy a big hug for me. She's going through a lot of serious health problems right now, and she's hanging in there for us.
Well, Randy's...
When you get to New York, give her a hug for me.
When we get to New York, I'll give her a hug for you.
Thank you.
You bet, Wiley. Take care. We're about out of time, aren't we? Huh? We got time to squeeze? We can squeeze in one more call. Laura's calling from Arizona. Hey, Laura, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. I'm just calling to share my story of voting in Arizona for the first time.
Can you do it in 1 minute?
Yes, okay. my husband and I just recently moved to Arizona within a year.
Uh-huh.
I was real adamant about getting us registered to vote right away, so I pushed and pushed and got him to register, and the only difference between the way we registered was I registered Democrat, he registered nonpartisan.
Uh-huh.
When I went to vote, got there, my name was not on the rolls, his was, so I had to fill out a provisional ballot.
Wow.
And given a receipt and said, you can check on this in 10 days. Well, today is the 10th day. I went to check on my ballot, and it's saying now that it's not available till the 17th. So coincidence, maybe, I don't know, but I would.
No, I wouldn't call that coincidence. I call it part of the conspiracy to destroy representative government in this former Democratic Republic, and that you are one of the millions and millions of victims. I probably am too, but here in Georgia we use Diebold touchscreen voting machines, so I'll never know if my vote was recorded or not.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting, I think, and I just felt really ripped off. You know, I felt that my vote just didn't count at all because I registered as a Democrat for the first time ever. 42 years old, I've registered and voted in a few elections, so I was just pretty disgusted with it all.
I hear it. Isn't Arizona, what is Cheney's so-called home state, or is that Wyoming?
It's not Arizona.
It's not Arizona.
No.
All right, well, listen, stay in touch. Laura, I have to leave it there. We're out of time. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Take care. Yeah, y'all have a good weekend. We'll see you back here Monday. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we're gone for a few days. So next Thursday night, kid calls, okay? And I mean that with the deepest respect, kids 13 to 17. Take care. Watch your back. I'll see you Monday. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a good weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are. Just like my mama said, I'm going straight to hell.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Air America News, I'm Noam Layden.
State of California versus Scott Peterson. We, the jury, in the above entitled cause, find the defendant, Scott Lee Peterson, guilty of the crime of murder of Lacey Denise Peterson.
And with that verdict, Scott Peterson has likely seen his last day as a free man. A Redwood City, California jury Friday convicted Peterson of killing his wife, Lacey, and their unborn son. He was convicted of first-degree murder, making him eligible for the death penalty. The sentencing phase of the trial begins November 22nd. Now the jurors in the Scott Peterson case have returned to their homes, but reporter Jason Bernert says the job is not yet finished for them.
They will be back in court on November 22nd to begin the penalty phase of the trial, deciding whether or not Peterson should die by lethal injection or spend the rest of his life in prison without possibility of parole. Judge Alfred DeLucchi told the jury this afternoon that the penalty phase of the trial would be much shorter than the guilt phase, lasting less than a week. He said, quote, I should get you the penalty phase by the 30th of November, end quote. In Redwood City, this is Jason Bennett.
Margot Bach with the California Department of Corrections believes Scott Peterson will spend a few months at San Quentin State Prison before a committee there decides where he'll be placed.
Because Scott Peterson is a public interest case, you know, he could be in danger from other inmates.